Holiday as much as the next Yahoo, but come on. This Groundhog's Day business, let's be honest. The Chamber of Commerce out there in Pull My Leg, Pennsylvania has pulled a fast one on those of us who take meteorologic predictions seriously. Down here in the Convergence Zone South End, no way is a groundhog going to see a shadow on February 2nd, even if we had groundhogs. I love a good holiday as much as the next Yahoo, but come on. This Groundhog's Day business, let's be honest. The Chamber of Commerce out there in Pull My Leg, Pennsylvania has pulled a fast one on those of us who take meteorologic predictions seriously. Down here on the Convergence Zone South End, no way is a groundhog gonna see a shadow on February 2nd, even if we had groundhogs. This thing just gives science a bad name, and lately, the last thing it needs in these superstitious Mayan calendar end-of-the-world times is a black eye over some mammalian hairball on the East Coast, seeing its hairball shadow or not, and then extrapolating that to El Nino or asteroid strikes on Wall Street or global warming. Which is precisely why some of the more empirically minded boys down at the Mabana Body Shop have been searching, in a deductive sort of methodology, an alternative predictor of winter longevity. Hellfire, if winter's just going to last until April, we figure there's no point in fighting serious incentive-reducing inevitability. We'll just pull the covers up, collect unemployment, and wait for spring. This is how civilizations thrive. They figure out tides and seasons for planting schedules and harvest times and happy hours. The model of boys constructed over the past decade or so is a local paradigm that utilizes a 5-gallon polyethylene bucket of fresh-caught Dungeness crabs. I know you're going to point out they're illegal this time of season, but listen, we're putting them back when the data is collected. Spirit of the law, if not the letter, and that, in a clamshell, is the very essence of the South End way. So you got a pail of clacking claws, and now you bring out a dog, any breed, random sampling, see, and you let the pooch check out the crustaceans. No shadows, no hibernating drowsy marmots. And if the crab gets a lock on Snoopy's snout, voila! Studies have shown that this is a true omen of an early spring. The dog schnoz slips the noose, 6 more weeks of sleeping in. Simple. Like Einstein says, the more elegant the theory, the higher the probability it's correct. And the boys down at the body shop will tell you, the accuracy here is in the 90 percentile range, statistically astounding. We're not claiming, like those unabashed self-promoters in Pennsylvania, that this will predict spring for the entire country. But for all us left coasters, rest assured, February 2nd now has science as its bedrock foundation. We'll leave it to the South End Chamber of Commerce how they want to capitalize on it. Crab Dog Day. Nice, profitable ring to it, don't you think? Kind of like a cash register. If we can keep PETA at bay.